We continue with the final installment of our new summer music series, Setlist. We invited Wisconsin artists into the WPR studios for interviews and exclusive musical performances, which have aired every Friday at this time.
Eric Caldera grew up in San Antonio, Texas, before calling Madison home. He moved to Madison to attend the UW, pursuing a doctorate studying the genetic disposition of Central American ants. And along the way, he formed the instrumental rock trio, El Valiente.
We recently interviewed the band here at the WPR studio. So any fun / horrible stories to share from touring? Always, it seems like every band has the something that lives on in legend.
Yeah, we don't really do the whole rock star thing. I don't know that we have anything crazy. We had brake problems in Iowa.
El Valiente, thanks a lot for joining us here in Buck Studio.
Glad to be here.
Thanks for having
Big
us.
Big fan of the show.
Well, I always like to ask about the origin story of the band. How did you guys meet and start playing together?
We formed back in 2006. I had just moved up here for grad school from Texas, and nothing too exciting. I put out a Craigslist ad, and I said, here's what I'm kind of trying to do, and Joe here answered the ad. Our bass player at the time answered the ad as well, and we all kind of got in the same room together for the first time, and it was pretty instantaneously. I think we all knew we were going to kind of stick together.
Now, Eric, you're up here from San Antonio originally, as I understand?
Sure, yeah. I grew up in San Antonio, went to school in Austin, and then moved up here for graduate school. Yeah.
And tell me about your first guitar.
My first guitar, I actually got at the pawn shop that was kind of near my house. And when I first sort of got into playing rock music and wanting to play the guitar, I was hanging out with some metalheads, and they were kind of loaning me their guitars, and my parents really didn't like that very much, so they didn't want me playing the guitar. So,
for bad crowd, man.
Yeah. So I was growing my hair, you know, doing all the wrong things, and so I started saving my lunch money. Actually, I wasn't eating at school, so I would save my dollar a day, and then I would stop by the pawn shop that was near my house, and I knew that the cheapest electric guitar there was $40. So once I had my $40 that I saved up, I went and just kind of bought it on the way home from school.
So you went hungry for 40 days.
Yeah.
That was almost like religious.
I did
40
not
days
even
of
think
suffering.
About that till now. Yeah.
How old were you?
I was in eighth grade, so I was, I think, 13. Yeah.
You learned on the street, you taught yourself, how did that work?
Yeah, I kind of taught myself, and just, you know, hanging out with friends, teaching me riffs and showing me songs. Unlike Joe, I don't really have a lot of experience with theory or really know kind of the notes, the names of the notes or the keys that I'm in. I'm just kind of feeling things out, and Joe is really helpful because he's often a good translator when, like, Chris is like, what chord is that? What note is that? And I'm like, I just kind of show Joe, and he says, okay, he's playing an A or this or that, so...
So, Joe, you must be more than a drummer if you're translating the chords back and forth. I mean, not that you can be more than a drummer. I mean, that's the pinnacle. But
it is.
In addition to being a drummer, you're other things.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a background in theory for sure.
Let's give the bass player a little love, Chris. Can you get over to the mic there a little bit? When did you? Now you weren't the original bass player. Well, what? How did you get into the band?
Well, the original bass player went off to a PhD program.
I think he's spinning around a hadron collider. Right
some
now.
Highly intellectual musicianship here. Yeah.
So I'd played shows with these guys in another band I was in previously, National Beekeeper Society, and they contacted me and asked if I'd like to join El Valiente.
What's the learning curve like that for these? You know, 7 to 9 minutes. Carefully crafted.
The first song I tried was a 14-minute song called Curandera, and I was it was a lot of fun and a lot of work to learn their material. But it's been really fun to be in this band and play this different kind of music.
Well, I'll get more into your music in a bit, but I got to ask the cliche question, ask every band. What's been the influence of Central American ants on the music of El Valiente?
So I, for my graduate work, have studied some obscure ants in Central and South America. So I've just always loved the little buggers. We named our second album and a title track, which we played just now, Dasaton, which is a group of ants that have big, gnarly trap jaws, and they have these big mandibles. So we just, you know, even they're little guys, they're really tough. So I thought that was appropriate for our music.
And are you thinking about these Dasaton ants as you're composing this, as you're playing it?
Yes and no. Sometimes I actually, when I've done field work in the past, I've taken a little acoustic guitar with me, and so often I'm writing some of the riffs that we use while I'm kind of just sitting around with my acoustic guitar.
Joe, is it ever like, okay, the ants are cool, Eric, but enough with the ants already today?
It really doesn't. It's not that pervasive.
Okay. Now, when I think of instrumental music, a lot of times I think of, okay, short poppy stuff like The Ventures or Shadowy Man on a Shadowy Planet, or I think of like a jam band where they just kind of meander for 10 minutes to 2 days or whatever. Seems like you guys are neither. This felt like, when I'm listening to you, it feels like these are composed epic instrumental pieces.
Thank you. I think we do try to have structure, and I think when we started the band, that was a goal. You know, we just kind of let the song write itself in some ways, not trying to force anything too much.
Do you start playing one thing and then over, I don't know, many rehearsals, it evolves into the final form? Or is there ever a final form?
We write glacially slow. I mean, and we throw out a fair number of ideas along the way, too. So I think one of the goals was that we always wanted it to be instrumental, but not feel like it was missing vocals at any point.
Yeah.
Do you ever Frankenstein things? Like, oh, there's this bit that didn't work in this one song, but it's really good. It's got to go somewhere.
Yep.
It's looking for a home.
We do that a lot. Yeah, we just take chunks and kind of just put them in the back pocket and say, that's awesome, but it's not working with the song right now, so we just keep it in the pocket.
Now, you mentioned Dasaton was the name of one of the songs you're playing today, about the ant. Your latest album is White Comanche. I did a little interweb research.
Yeah.
The only thing I could find is a Western starring William Shatner, his twins.
You got it.
Yeah.
Is that really the spirit of El Valiente there?
Totally.
Yeah. In some ways, I think we feel like our music a little bit, you know, could be soundtracks to, you know, some kind of Western escapes. And our first album was called El Topo, which is also kind of, I don't know, how would you describe
the
movie?
Cult film, Jodorowsky cult film.
Playing live versus in the studio, given, you know, longer instrumentals, but as you guys mentioned, they're composed. Mm-hmm. Is there much difference between a live show and what you end up doing in the studio?
There really isn't. We try to sort of have them be the same experience. When we do go in the studio and record, we don't track anything. It's all live. It's all, you know, we basically play the song a couple times and take the best cut. And that's kind of how we've recorded our albums, really fast and just try not to mess up too much and get a clean cut.
So you're all doing it, trying to do it all in one take.
Yep.
Elaborate songs where in some cases there's a unison part, an extended unison part between two of you.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound easy.
No. It gets the nerves going for sure. But we're sort of dedicated to it, I think.
Yeah. I will say I listened to Dasaton and I heard the, was that Glockenspiel? I get my marimbas and Glockenspiels and xylophones all mixed up.
Yep, you and most of the world.
Right,
yeah.
And I assumed, okay, you guys played it and then went back and dubbed in. And now I just saw you, and you're doing this, like, I don't know, Shaolin Kung Fu technique where you're playing the drums and the glockenspiel at the same time. How hard is that to do? That looks impossible to me.
It's really... I'm sure it looks harder than it actually is. I kind of just think of it as being part of the drum set at this point. So, you know, just like you might hit another cymbal or another drum, you know, you've just got these, you know, three octaves of metal bars.
So as long as you can hit it with a stick, it fits in with
yeah,
the rest
right.
of the
I do have
set.
Some kind of quick mallet changes and things like that, but yeah, that's how I think of it.
You sing in another band.
Yeah.
Is it nice to compartmentalize? Like, over here, I'm instrumentalist. Over here, I'm a singer.
It really is. It's great. I feel like I can do whatever I want in terms of writing. If I feel like just writing kind of a folk song, I can do that. And sometimes I write a guitar riff that I really like, and I can't sing over it or can't figure out how to sing over it. So I'm like, okay, I'll put this in the pocket and maybe I'll throw this out at El Valiente practice.
Was it Frank Zappa had a multi-album set, Shut Up and Play Your Guitar? So it's El Valiente, your Shut Up and Play Your Guitar project?
Yeah, exactly.
What is being a musician in Wisconsin like compared to San Antonio, Texas?
To be honest, I think in terms of what we're doing here with El Valiente, I've found Madison to be incredibly receptive, more receptive than I imagined. So, you know, we're kind of weird and out there, but people seem to be really into it. I thought with this band we'd be sort of like an arty band, you know, kind of on the fringes, but the bar crowd seems to really dig us, so we really enjoy that scene. I think the scene in San Antonio, every time I go back, is expanding more and getting better and better. But when I was kind of there in high school, it was really dominated, I think, by like a lot of heavier punk and metal and kind of doing indie rock and kind of out there stuff was a little bit, you know, more on the fringe, I think, than it is kind of in Madison.
El Valiente, thanks a lot for coming to the studio and playing for us today.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.
That was Madison instrumental rock trio El Valiente. You can catch them live September 25th at Mickey's Tavern in Madison.
This episode concludes the Setlist Summer Series here on Central Time, but the Setlist website will be continually updated with new content until the series returns next summer. Just head over to wpr.org/setlist to discover your next favorite band.
Coming up, nearly a million veterans have pending applications for care at the VA, according to a new investigation released yesterday. We'll hear the latest on veterans' health care after the news. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rigger. This is Central Time.